to mark the 200th anniversary of intrepid explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. Towns all along the Lewis and Clark Trail are trying to lure tourists with unique attractions, including, improbably, a wooden prairie dog. From Nebraska Public Radio, Hope Stockwell has this report.
As tens of thousands of tourists are visiting the Gateway Arch and Museum of Western Expansion in St. Louis this summer, a few are following the tracks of the guy who got lost, not once, but twice during the expedition. A group of small towns in northeast Nebraska has created the Lost Man Trail for tourists interested in the unusual. The trail is a scavenger hunt through 16 communities in search of Private George Shannon, who got lost for 16 days somewhere in the vicinity of northeast Nebraska. No matter that they don't know exactly where he went.
We're just using the theme to create interest.
Lost Man Trail President Lori Larson.
And northeast Nebraska is beautiful, but we haven't developed it, and so that's what we're working on with the Shannon Trail, is to get people up here just to share some of the beauty that we have. We have a lot of unique things up here that people just don't know about.
Another northeast Nebraska town is trying to lure tourists with a taste for lesser-known expedition trivia. Lewis and Clark first encountered the black-footed prairie dog near the town of Lynch, population 269. This community has deemed a rodent, long considered a nuisance by local ranchers, its town mascot. A 4-foot wood-carved likeness greets visitors in front of Grandpa's Country Cafe.
This prairie dog stands there and gets a lot of attention, gets some signs hung on him, and got some earmuffs and a scarf for the cold winter last winter. So it's quite a novelty for even the local people. But the travelers that come through, they enjoy all of this scenery that we have put up here.
Larry Perviance owns the gas station in Lynch. He says tourists have accounted for about 15% of his business since Lynch began pushing its prairie dog heritage 3 years ago. In the Lynch High School home ec room, a dozen women are busy today sewing and stuffing furry brown prairie dogs to sell to tourists at $15.75 a pop. They carefully comb each body and add small black eyes, ears, paws, and a tail. Home ec teacher Joan Faith says they've sold more than 1,500 stuffed prairie dogs so far.
When we started, they just figured they were just going to make a few for old people when they stop in to Lynch for souvenirs. And they never figured it was going to be this big a thing that they were, you know, we've got them all over the United States and other countries. There's even a few of them and so forth.
Lewis and Clark National Trail spokesman Jeff Olson is impressed by the unique ways that small towns are trying to grab tourists' attention, and he's optimistic about the economic impact such efforts will have.
I think pound for pound, so to speak, smaller communities are probably making more of an effort than major metropolitan areas or even mid-sized cities. It's just kind of peeling the onion a little bit to find out here's another story of Lewis and Clark. And it's that community taking ownership, you know, claiming that little piece of the Lewis and Clark story. And because people want to know what happened right there, you know, it just works for them.
A recent survey by the Travel Industry Association of America shows there is money to be made in what's called heritage tourism. The report finds these tourists interested in visiting historical sites spend 27% more than other tourists, especially if, like Private George Shannon, they get lost on the way. For NPR News, I'm Hope Stockwell.